Morning to you all. It is morning. The sun is up, etc., etc. Happy Mother's Day to those people who are mothers and those people who are thinking of mothers, etc., etc. A day when our special thoughts can focus on mothers or indeed a mother figure. Marge is bringing the message today, and can I show you something that a huge friend of mine has made up? Look at these. Oh, she's not huge. I'm not saying you're a huge person. Whoops, wrong word. She is an amazing stalwart, and have I got myself out of that enough yet? This is a garland of hearts, okay? So all of these are hearts that have been made meticulously by hand, and it is symbolic of us. All our hearts are together, wrapped around the cross. And if you're good, later on, there will be one for you to take home. How good is that? Looking forward to it already. Can I tell you, well, I'm going to anyway, I want to tell you a couple of lovely quotes that I found about mothers. When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. There's the first one. The second one is, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. Ah. And the third one goes, a mother is a person who, seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, promptly says she never did care for pie anyway. Gee, Rob, that's clever. I know. Not my words, somebody else's. Let's sing. One, two, three, four. Standing up, come on. Here we go.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid,
sung. Thank you very much. Well done. Excellent. Passing the peace leads us on to the next song, which is Pass It On, which is just what you've just done. Talking about it only takes a spark to get a fire going, to warm us in its glowing. And there is one dropkick guy who got here with his jumper on, and now he's taken it off and he's got short sleeves on. I won't say that it's Ian, but crikey, Ian. No sense, no, I didn't say that.
He's been busy in the kitchen.
He has been busy in the kitchen, slaving over a hot urn. That's quite right. It only takes a spark. Let's sing it. One, two, three, four.
That's how it is with God's love.
last part again.
Shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know, Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
Beautiful, lovely singing. I can feel it warmer already. A couple of quotes, a couple of readings that I've found this week. This is written, this is based on a piece written by a lady called Anthea Falkenberg. You might have heard of her, Principal, whatever. To all mothers, this is back in 2019, to all mothers everywhere and to those who have lost or are separated from their mother, may you have what you need and also what feeds your soul. May you have what you need to hold your family safe both in your heart and in this world. For those fortunate to have all this, may you open your heart and your door to share it with those who do not. For those who wait in hope of bringing their family together in safety, may you find the strength to create necessary peace and comfort in this and each coming day. And may open doors and open hearts bring you together at last in a safe home. For all of us, male and female, do not be afraid to hope and to dream. Not my words, I wouldn't be able to think of something as brilliant as that, but that's amazing. And a prayer that I found, it's not Rob Fudge's prayer, but I would love you to pray. I would love to pray it with you. Let's pray. God, both mother and father for humankind and creation, we are grateful and thankful today for mothering, for the feminine touch of parenting, for the special connection of mother and child, and thankful for all the women in our lives. We offer care, comfort, encouragement, and support. We are grateful for the self-sacrifice of love that is given, and we offer our love in return. We remember the mothers who are. We remember the mothers who have been and are gone. We remember the mothers who can't be. We acknowledge that mothering is hard, and not all are able to do so as they would like. We acknowledge that we all fall short in life and love, and that mothers are no exception in this. However, today we honour mothering, especially those who give of their best. We pray for mothers all and for those who offer mothering beyond the circle of bloodlines and family. For mothers and motherers, we pray, Amen. Clever words, I reckon. Blimey. As I said, not Rob's words, but we'll use them. How deep the Father's love. Let's sing an amazing song. Sitting is all okay. That's quite okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
To make a rent.
See if you can think what one of the main words is going to be in Ross's reading today.
Our reading this morning comes from, firstly, from John 4, 7 to 12. And it's God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in his way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. And then 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. This reading I've grown up with, I can remember from a little tacker. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Ross.
Good morning to those I haven't already said good morning to. So it's good morning and happy Mother's Day to mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, foster mothers, and other mothers who, through necessity, become mothers to other people's children. In our imperfect world, we also ought to respect and honour those dads who, through often very sad circumstances, become both mother and father to their children. There are a number of theories about the origin of Mother's Day. The tradition appears to be that it came into being in some centuries ago in Britain, when children as young as 8 or 9 would leave home to learn a trade or were sent to work as servants for the wealthy. Once a year, these children got to go home to their mothers, their families, and they would take small handmade gifts for their mothers. This was called Mothering Sunday. These days, the media would have us believe that the bigger the gift, the more we love. It has gone dreadfully far from a simple act of love. It is God's design that a woman brings to birth and then nurtures, protects, and cares for her child to the very best of her ability. How well she does this is determined by many things. Modelling of another, cultural pressure, personal expectations, and sadly, things don't always go right, and there are many dysfunctional families in our community. For all sorts of reasons, some mothers do not connect with their child. The child interrupts her preferred life style, and the child is more of a nuisance. Can you believe that? But it happens. And that is where the other mothers step in. We have 4 beautiful granddaughters who are fighting their way out of a mismanaged childhood to find their place in society. One of them celebrated her 21st birthday yesterday. They are seeking to find who they are in adult life, and I must say they are doing very well. But we also have three lovely young women who are making their way strongly and successfully in life. And this is all because of the influence of each of those mothers. So for some of us, today will bring good memories. For others, less happy memories. Some memories will engender a warm feeling, but for others, a sense of sadness about what might have been, or indeed a deep sense of loss. So today is your day to ponder these things and reflect upon how your mother influenced your life. Now, mothers teach us many things. Foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you have an accident. Thanks, Stevie. Logic. If you fall out of that tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. What about maturity? Eat your vegetables or you'll never grow up. Religion. You better pray that stuff comes out of the carpet. Contradictions. Shut your mouth and eat your dinner. Perseverance. You are going to sit there until you eat that last Brussels sprout. That is a story in our household. Genetics. You are just like your father. Or the weather. It looks like a tornado swept through your room. Now, none of us would have said those things, would we? Mothers are meant to teach their children how to live life. It is said that the loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mother. Mothers have a capacity to love in ways fathers usually are unable to do. Fathers can complement the mothers. My mother was an amazing woman. Post-World War II, she worked so hard to give me and my sister a reasonable life under very difficult circumstances. It was not a happy home. Not many post-war homes were. My father returned a very damaged man, and in spite of how she was treated, she gave of herself to make sure we had good food on the table and lovingly created clothes on our backs. Very much later, when I had my own children, I realised that I had never heard my mother say, "I love you." She was too busy trying to survive. On one of my visits to Brisbane, quite late in her life, I held her and I told her how much I appreciated what she had gone through for us. And I held her and I told her I loved her. And she responded, "I love you too." So, of course, we both clung to each other and shed tears. I had learned that the energy she gave to rearing us in a very difficult household was her greatest gift of love for us. Because of her, I had been able to rise above the situation and achieve all that I have in my life. How loosely we use that word, love. I love my husband. I love my wife, my family, my house, a beautiful meal, a brilliant sunset, a flower, a view, the list goes on. In each case, that word love means something different. To be loved is so important, but to feel that love is even more so. Love is more than just a word. It needs to be expressed in words and deeds. From a tiny baby to the oldest of us, love is important. It is a basic human need, and people will search for it. And of course, sometimes that ends up in very unhappy situations. In our society, sadly, the understanding of love is often very flawed. I totally dislike those TV shows which suggest that love comes at first sight. Love is hard work, but worthwhile. So then, what is real love? Hear again these words. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us and sent Jesus to show us how to live and indeed how to love. God's love is to be understood as being totally different from any other kind of love. Saint Augustine once proclaimed, God's love loves each of us as if there were only one of us to love. God's love has no strings. Regardless of who we are or what we do or have done, God's love continues to be poured out into us, and we are reminded that as we receive, so should we give. We are to be channels of God's love at all times, in all places, and to all people. If we use this as a benchmark for our we are to live, then good things will result. Hearts will be warmed, people will be encouraged, and we will make a difference in our very broken world. Some years ago, I was challenged by the idea of the spirituality of recognition, the need to cultivate the habit of recognising God in each other, and to also recognise the other as one made in the image of God. A very powerful song in Les Miserables has these words: take my hand and lead me to salvation. Take my love, for love is everlasting. And remember the truth that once was spoken: to love another person is to see the face of God. How we treat each other is very important. If we can see beyond what is obvious and seek to treat others as those made in the image of God, no matter how flawed that image may be, but they are loved by God, wonderful transformations occur. Differences will seem less important. The cord of grace will bind us, and pure love will unite us. So what does pure love look like? It is unconditional. Martin Luther King wrote, God's love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. We cannot earn God's love. It's freely given. As I said before, no strings attached. It's love for love's sake. It is steadfast. God never lets go of us. The prophet Hosea suggests that we are linked to God with cords of love, cords that cannot be broken. There is nothing in all creation which can separate us from God's love, but we can reject it, and that is really sad. In good times and bad, on good days and bad ones, and even when we do not love ourselves, God's love is a firm, settled, and established love which never wavers. and God's love is expressed. It seems to me that all those centuries ago, God looked on a people who had badly messed up and moved far from what God intended them to be, and said, "What the world needs now is love, love in its most pure and perfect form. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." The scriptures tell us that Jesus took on human form and became the tangible, living expression of God's amazing love. And that took him all the way to the cross. Jesus saw every person as special. He valued every person and he gave them dignity and worth. Because of his accepting love, the lives of men and women are transformed, and a cruel and ugly cross becomes a symbol of grace and love. As I see the present state of the world, it seems to me that God must still be saying, "What the world needs now is love." But now he is relying on people like you and me who understand his love to be the tangible presence of Jesus in our world, to be a conduit through which God's love flows. Regardless of whether we are mothers, fathers, or wear any other title, it seems to me that God calls us to have a heart like Jesus that does not count the cost, to reflect the mother heart of God, and to become the very best version of ourselves. If we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us, perfect love. As I draw this message to a close, let me share a little story with you. Late one wild and stormy night, a small voice was heard across the hall. "Mummy, I'm scared." Mum responds, "You don't need to be afraid. I'm right across the hall." After a short time of even more frightening storm, the little voice comes again. "I'm still scared." Mum replies, "You don't need to be afraid. Just close your eyes and pray. And remember that Jesus is always with you." The next time, the pause is longer, but the voice returns with a little child standing by the bed. "Mummy, can I get into bed with you and Daddy?" As Mum is just about to lose her patience, her little boy catches her eye and says, "Mummy, I know that Jesus is always with me, but right now I need a Jesus with skin on." A lot of people need a Jesus with skin on. As we celebrate with those whom we love this day, please remember that someone was for you the tangible presence of God's love. Reflect on when you have been that presence for another. May we find a real blessing as we share with family this day. Amen.
Give you a little bit longer to blink your eyes and get rid of the tears after that story, because I want you to read the lyrics. But we'll see how we go. The steadfast love of the Lord. Anybody think we'd planned this song next? Let's sing the steadfast love of the Lord. We'll just sing it twice. Or no, not just. Let's sing it twice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy.
Sorry. I have always forgotten that there's a break there, and I've got a great big circle around it with arrows on it. It's got to go end, and I've got to count. Let's start again. Sorry. Rob's a human being. I know it seems amazing, but he is. He forgets stuff. Ah, what the heck. Let's just do it with the intro. Great is a faith. 1, 2, 3, 4. About a prayer, Uncle Colin. What do you reckon?
Let's share in prayer together. Our God, we bring our prayers this day in confidence. You have touched our lives in so many ways, and in a world of contrasts, we feel the deep need of your guidance and light in places which are often so dark. In you we find hope in a world of hopelessness. We find joy amid so much sorrow. We find a reason for life and the living of it when there is so much despair. Thus we bring our thanksgiving and our resolve to be your people of grace. We thank you for days such as this when honour is brought to mothers, when we can acknowledge the importance of mother love and thus be reminded that we are all called to love one another, to acknowledge the importance of people, and as far as we can, to bring peace and comfort to our fellow beings. So we pray your guidance in our daily living, that we may bring harmony and hope to all we meet. Dear God, we confess that against the call of our faith, we despair that there are so many people that we cannot help. Our hearts are saddened by horrific acts brought on the media to us. So we pray for people affected. So many people throughout your lovely world. We pray for people, for children, for the elderly, for women, for men, for all who suffer. We pray for those who attend to them, often at great cost to their health and their lives. We pray for so many nations caught up in war and for the innocents who suffer so much. And we also pray for belligerent leaders that some goodness might be found by them. In such a dark world, we thank you that there is much we can do. Please help us to hear the cry for help, to see clearly what we might do or be for others, and by example, be true bearers of the calling of our faith, that we in this dark world might be light to the world. We bring these spoken prayers and the unspoken prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus. And we share now in his special prayer that he taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Uncle Colin. Like, you know, calling a person uncle, that's part of us being a whole team. I'm not saying that Colin is uncool. He's a cool guy. But it's just us, we're part of the whole team. We're part of everything that's together, that link of hearts. Now the green blade rises from the buried grain. Lovely song. Let's sing it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go, let's start.
Now the green blade rises.
You can stand, that's good.
The buried grain. He's that in the dark many years has slain. Love lives again with the dead has been. Love has come again like wind that springs up green.
Coming forward. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We praise you for your many blessings, and we ask that you would continue to pour out your love on us. We give our gifts as an act of worship and thanks. Included are those given online and those gifts for our Pantry 152. Bless all the work of the church and those who will receive our offerings. We also lift up the needs of others, knowing that you are a caring, considerate God who hears our prayers. May the needs of those, meet the needs of those around us in your special way. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much. Okay, coming up in the vines. Circle of Friends is this Tuesday. They would love to have a few more people in their circle. So that's 1:30 to 3 o'clock out in the pantry. Also, in not this week, but the week after, on the 21st of May, Thursday the 21st of May, the biggest morning tea, part of Craft, and that is a special thing. Our church has raised in the past quite a significant amount of money for Cancer Foundation as part of the biggest morning tea. Treats, great morning tea, people to chat to, some craft to look at. You don't have to feel, oh, I can't do anything like that. That is me. That is definitely me. I stand here and look at the amazing things that people can do, and it is not me, but I'm still part of it. That's all okay. And the men's dinner group next week as well. Now, let me explain about the hearts. Let me explain. Here in these baskets, there is a heart. I have a heart. There are hearts for everybody, okay? Each of these hearts has been lovingly created. I want you to take the basket and pass them on and not, sorry, can I say that again? I want you to take the basket and pass them on minus one of the hearts, because you're going to take one, okay? So you take one or you are offered one. A person might offer you, this is going to be terrible, sorry, Kirsten, I'm driving her nuts because I'm so close to the camera. She doesn't want to see my face that close. These hearts are for you to take home, for you to put next to the TV, next to the mirror when you're brushing your hair, next to wherever is a place that's going to be looked at. Don't put them on the ironing board. Ironing boards aren't used all that often in my experience. But certainly, you are welcome to take a heart and pass them on. We'll take a few minutes to do this, but this is just something for you to something for you to take home and realise that you are part of a huge team here. You are part of an amazing community. Community, congregation. Both of them start with C-O and they are amazing. So take them, pass them on. You can say so. Beautifully done. Thank you, kiddo. That was lovely. Marge, could we have the benediction and then we'll sing to everybody. Thank you for... I can see some people who have already fixed them to their buttonholes or whatever. That is amazing. Well done. Very good. Most creative.
as you go forth from here. May the love of Christ be active in your heart, be heard in your words, be seen in your actions, and inform your choices day by day. Amen.
We're going to sing one song. You don't have to worry about shooting through and get the potatoes on because it's not even 20 past 10 yet. So let's sing. One, two, three, four. Here we go. Standing up.
As we step from